So just walking past the refrigerators at the Elverdon Courtyard, I've got what you would normally see in a refrigerator. I've got a Suffolk chicken, I've got a chicken half, I've got a little bit of minced lamb, some venison leg, and a number of sausages. But I'm now about to see something that I've never seen before without skin on. So if you are squeamish, turn away now. I'm with Scott Taylor, who's the head chef here at Elverdon Courtyard, and also James Holliday, who's the conservation and forestry manager. I suppose best describe you as the head gamekeeper, James.
That would be fairly correct, yeah.
And to my right here, I've got the, well, are the carcass of two little fluffy squirrels. Why are we eating squirrel?
We're eating squirrel because they're a sustainable meat, and we've found that our demand for game meat has increased throughout the season, and we've also reduced the numbers of rabbit that we're killing on the estate to try and build up the population for our conservation efforts.
I suppose that's a bit odd for people to hear, that you're actually not culling rabbits for conservation.
We need the rabbits, which graze our heathlands, to a very short grass hide, which is beneficial for our stone curlew, which we prize and conserve very, very strongly on the estate.
And so these squirrels, they're fairly, well, they're doing okay for themselves, are they, on the estate?
It would be fair to say that we've got 10 a penny of these squirrels on the estate, yeah.
And the messy job of actually catching a squirrel, how do you do it?
We trap all our squirrels, so it's humane dispatch. So we're not shooting them, chasing them. They're all caught in traps, and then they go to the game larder where they're skinned and gutted and presented for sale.
And just describe those traps, because some people may think snares, some people may think those humane mouse traps that you can get that look like a little plastic box with a shutter on it and some cheese.
No, these are a spring-loaded trap. So they have a pressure pad within them, and whenever the squirrel steps foot on the trap, then a bar comes down and dispatches it.
Well, we'll come on to Scott, who's the head chef. And Scott, just describe this to me. It doesn't look like a squirrel.
No, it doesn't. It looks, if you eat rabbit, it looks like a very tiny rabbit, to be honest. But again, it's very tasty. What we found is to cook it nice and long and slow, and then gently flake the meat off, and you get a lovely, mild-tasting, quite sweet meat.
I suppose the most unusual thing about looking at these two squirrels here is that they look like animals, whereas most people in supermarkets no longer buy things that look like what they are.
No, well, if you come to our butchery counter in here, you'll see things as they are. You'll see whole legs of venison, whole rabbits for sale. Not as many as we used to, but we've still got the few. And then the squirrels that look, they are what they are. Why hide things?
And I suppose one thing that people may always be asking is, what do they taste like? Are they quite gamey?
Like gamey, quite sweet. It's quite a mild taste, but lovely. It is actually a lovely meat.
And how much meat do you get off a squirrel?
We tend to find if we cook it slowly and then flake the meat off, we get a good 4 to 5 ounces. Yeah.
And how many are you selling at the moment? You started about a week ago.
We had 15 in the butchery yesterday, and we've sold out. So, yes, it's been quite successful.
At the minute, people are going through fads. They're trying to find new things. Is squirrel the new thing, or do you think it's the new thing that will continue?
Well, I hope it continues. As I say, as James said, it's quite sustainable. It's nutritious. They're all wild off the estate, and it should be a thing that continues, I hope.
And it's Mothering Sunday in a few weeks' time. I notice you've got a menu over there. Is Squigger going to be on that?
Not at the moment, just because we don't know how many we've got at a time. So for the vast numbers for Mothering Sunday, it wouldn't be wise to put something on that we can't keep up with.
Well, James and Scott, thank you very much. These two squirrels now here in this plastic container, they're going to go on sale today.
Yes, they'll probably be sold before 10 o'clock.